Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello everyone. Welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 4. Today we keep exploring the Nata PR model that we presented in podcast number 3. It's simply a model that we use every day to build our public relation campaigns and that you can use as well. So the Nata PR model is simply 6 steps to get known. So, and if you want to have it for free, you can go on our website, natapr.com, and in exchange of your email, you will receive it for free. So let's talk about number one, the first step of the model. So number one, why would they talk about you? We mean here the why would they. The they is stands for journalists, influencers, bloggers. So why would they choose to talk about you? As you can imagine, high-profile journalists, bloggers, and influencers are in strong demand, especially those that have a really high profile. Before contacting them, it's more than a good idea to ask yourself a few questions. So why would they choose to talk about you? So the first questions you should be asking yourself is this simple questions. Why would they talk about you? They receive 100 emails or 200 or 300 emails sometimes per day. Why would they choose you? Why would they choose your product? And then you have to also ask this other good question. So how do journalists choose their subjects? So if you start reading what they do, you should start following a little bit what they do and what they write about. This is a good way to find out how they choose their subjects. So, and number three, especially if you've seen your competitor out there and you've seen reviews on their product, so why do you think they've chosen your competitor, and how your competitor managed to get people, journalists, bloggers, talk about them, their company or their product? That's another amazing question to ask. So you'll see today it's all about asking questions because questions are, it's a very powerful tool. If you're an adept of coaching, you probably know that asking yourself questions is incredibly powerful. So this is what we will be talking about today. What are the questions you should be asking yourself before trying to reach out to these journalists or influencers? Why? Because, you know, sometimes you have one chance to make a good impression. So you have to make sure that when you send information to them or you try to get their attention, you better be ready and have all the right information for them and the right angle. So let's start with 10 questions. This is what I want to talk about today in this podcast. 10 questions to find strong angles. This simply means reasons why your journalist would talk about you. So let's start. Number one, question number one that I suggest today: what are the unique elements of your product? You can have an ice cream that's very similar to many other ice cream on the market, but it's a vegan ice cream that you're proposing. It's produced with local suppliers, for example. So what are the unique elements of your product? This is a very good question, especially if you're presenting it. It's a new product, but besides being new, you have to find these elements that will attract the attention. As you probably know, everything plant-based is a huge trend. So this is something you could put forward. Actually, this could be like in the title, even in the title of your email that you send to a journalist. So number two, is it the only one, your product? Are you the only one on the market, the first, or something very unique and new? this is probably the easiest way to attract the attention, especially if you're the only one on the market. Let's say you're the only electric car on the market. So that would be easy for you to attract the attention of the press. So question number three, is it an innovation? And by innovation, we mean, how did you reinvent the category of your product? We had the chance to launch here what we call mochi. A mochi is similar to, I don't know if you know what a macaron macaron is. It's similar to macaroons, but it's filled with ice cream. It's a Japanese dessert. So reinvented here. So you see how innovative this product was. So we were the first, actually we, not we, but I mean the company we represented was the first to launch this product in a market where there wasn't any commercial ones. So they were the first to launch this innovative dessert made of ice cream. Actually, it's ice cream you can eat with your fingers. So you see how you can attract the press. So ice cream you can eat with your fingers. So innovation. For the longest time, I thought innovation had to be like something very linked to a new technology and super complicated. But sometimes it can be very simple. It can be you have reinvented a vacuum cleaner, you know, like Dyson, not to name them. Being innovative doesn't have to be super, maybe it's not the best example because there's a lot of technology behind it. But all this to say that sometimes you can reinvent a product that we've been using in our daily lives. So number three was all about innovation. Question number four. Do you offer a product whose origins goes back to the Egyptians? This is a question to make you think about your product. Is it something, it doesn't have to go back to the Egyptians, although it did happen to us at the agency to have this amazing beauty product that we could relate to the Egyptians. Actually, it's a kind of a powder, you know, all these mineral powder. I don't know if there was a trend a few years back, but anyway, all this to say that these mineral powders were used by Egyptians. So this was a whole pitch was, this is a so old and so performant and so natural, even the Egyptians were using it, and we are launching it today in this new version. So all this to say that it's interesting sometimes if you go back in time and you can relate to a part of the history, actually. So that could be fun. Number five, do Hollywood stars or your local personality use your products? Does someone that's known in your market use your product? This is something very powerful, as you probably know. This is a question easy to answer if you have someone that really is using your product. Sometimes it's interesting to do some researches and find out who are the stars using your products. There are different ways to talk about a star without having to pay rights. I don't know if you look in magazines, sometimes you will see a superstar. And then besides it, here are the makeup you can use to realize the makeup whereby, I don't know, Madonna, for example. So, and you don't need to pay Madonna for that because this is, you use her as an example. Old tricks, but it works. Question number six. Are experts using your products? These experts could be in different fields, could be an athlete, could be an entrepreneur, business owner, could be a chef. As you know, chefs now are huge stars. And if you remember, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, nobody could name a chef. Today, I'm sure anyone on the street could name 2-3 chefs that they love. So chefs are very important. If you have something in the food industry, it could be a great way to make your product known. And then any specialist, could be a dermatologist, an expert link to your product. You have to be careful too. Sometimes if you are working with doctors or anything related to health, you have to make sure that your market allows these people to talk about your product or be part of your presentation. And then question number seven, Is this a new technology? This is easy to see and to understand. If you invented something or your company was created around a new technology, that's kind of easy to grasp that this is newsworthy, meaning that it's a news and journalists will want to talk about it. If you are the first person to create anything linked to electric cars or what else could I give you? You created Spotify or, you know, you're the first in your field to invent something. That's newsworthy. So that's amazing when you have something linked to technology. Question number 8. Is this an anniversary? Doesn't have to be the 75th, but you know, it's the 5th, the 10th, the 125th anniversary, or even your first anniversary. That's also a great way to capture the attention of the press. If it's your first anniversary, for example, you have to had why it's such an accomplishment. You know, maybe after COVID-19, if you launch something during COVID-19 and you're there 12 months after, so next year you might have a great story, you know, the following years, if you are still there and you created something new, that might be of interest to some journalists and bloggers. Question number 9. Is your product a classic, reinvented? Some companies are really good at using artists to create something different on their packaging. So that's another great way to capture the attention of the press. You can work with a designer, a renowned H&M in the clothing industry, still do that after I don't know how many years. The first year they did that, they asked Karl Lagerfeld, a really high profile international designer who lives in France, who's now dead, but used to live in France. And he created the first, what they call the capsule collection, like a smaller collection. That was amazing. That really attracted the attention of the press for sure. And number 10, since we all are going through COVID, I figured this is a question you have to ask yourself if you're trying to get known. Are you a local product, a local brand? So how local are you? This could be really something amazing. It's a trend that was there before. Like if you were, let's say, an American brand in the American market, American journalists are really sensitive, or even, you know, other country journalists are very sensitive to their own company, and they want to try to help companies like that get known and give you the visibility you're looking for. But it's more through than ever, especially now, through COVID-19. So this pandemic, we have our governments telling us buy local. So this is extremely powerful. Anything local. And you have to explain why you're a local company and are you sourcing your ingredient locally? So being local is a huge trend, and don't underestimate that one. So all this to say that defining and finding out why a journalist would talk about you is a super important step. It's the first one in our model, and you can understand why. So once you have defined this first step, everything else becomes way much easier. This is where you can start defining what we call keywords, key sentences to use in your press releases, in your emails, in your pitches, but also on your website and in your social media. So this is super important. If you don't do that first step, defining why people, media should be talking about you, then becomes very difficult to define yourself and to distinguish yourself, actually. And once this is done, this is where you can go to step number 2 in our model, which is telling your story. And we'll be talking about step number 2 in a different podcast, of course. So voila. So I don't know if you remember, if you've listened to the previous podcast. So NADA PR model is really our backbone, is the backbone of our public relations campaign. It's super effective. It's a great guide. So go on our website and download it, and it's yours for free. And you can use it to run massive campaign as well as really small campaigns. So if you're a new company and you're just starting and you're launching a product, you can use this model. So get yourself known using our NADA PR model and get the visibility you deserve today. So thank you for listening and join us next week. À la semaine prochaine.
Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NADA PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.